New Millennium Audio presents
Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens. There once lived, in a sequestered part of the county of Devonshire, one Mr. Godfrey Nickleby, a worthy gentleman, who, taking it into his head rather late in life that he must get married, and not being young enough or rich enough to aspire to the hand of a lady of fortune, had wedded an old flame out of mere attachment. The two prospered so well together that when he died some 15 years after this period, and some 5 after his wife, he was enabled to leave to his eldest son Ralph £3,000 in cash, and to his youngest son Nicholas £1,000, and the farm, if indeed it can be called a farm, which, exclusive of house and paddock, is about the size of Russell Square. On the death of his father, Ralph Nickleby, who had been some time before placed in a mercantile house in London, applied himself passionately to the pursuit of money-getting, in which he speedily became so buried and absorbed that he quite forgot his brother for many years. As for Nicholas, he lived a single man on the patrimonial estate until he grew tired of living alone, and then he took to wife the daughter of a neighbouring gentleman with a dower of £1,000. This good lady bore him 2 children, a son and a daughter, and when the son was about 19 and the daughter 14, as near as we can guess, their father solemnly commended them to one who never deserted the widow or her fatherless children and departed this world. Mr. Ralph Nickleby, his brother, was not, strictly speaking, what you would call a merchant, neither was he a banker, nor an attorney, nor a special pleader.